Thank you for calling Evans Precision Machining. If you know your party's extension, dial it now or press 0 at any time to transfer to the operator. Press pound 1 for a dial by name directory. Press 2 for company contact information.
Pound is an invalid entry.
Evans Precision, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, is Bill there?
Let me transfer you. Hold on.
All right.
Bill here.
Hey, Bill. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Doing fine.
Good. Good to hear. I just wanted to touch base with you on some offers we sent out to the business a couple weeks back. It looks like it was based on some financing you did with U.S. Bank back in 2012. Yeah, so we had the business pre-approved for some equipment finance as well as working capital, up to about $250,000. So I just want to see, what kind of plans or projects you had lined up this summer where you might need some financing.
Well, actually, we don't tackle that problem until the end of September.
Oh, okay. You guys kind of hold off to the end of the year?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's good for Section 179, I'm guessing.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
we'll
great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, any plans on the wish list for then?
No, not yet. I mean, we've got things we're thinking of, what we need to upgrade or replace, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the hat right now. We'll pull the straws out later.
Right. Yeah. You just.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that makes sense. You kind of go the whole year, make notes of what you guys can improve on, and then tack it all at the end of the year. Okay. That makes sense.
Find out what falls out the bottom. Mm-hmm.
Right. Exactly. All right. That's smart. And a lot of companies, hold off as well to the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean.
Election year. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I know, right? This has been a weird year. I don't know if you guys noticed it or not.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Weird is an understatement. Mm-hmm.
Right. A lot of people are like, just the work really isn't there, And
yeah.
Also, I think everyone's kind of sitting tight, waiting to see what happens, with the election year. Like I said, we do equipment financing and we also do, working capital. We can free up 10 to 15%. Of your gross annual sales is unsecured cash. Not really sure what kind of nets you have for payout over there with your customers. I've been hearing it's ranging from 30 days to 90 to 120, which is just crazy.
Actually, ours is mostly government stuff, so it's around 15 days.
Oh, really?
Only
15?
Yep.
Oh, wow. Sometimes.
Well, actually, we give them 2% 10, but they stretch it to 15. So, but that's okay.
Yeah, right. They can never, God forbid you're late on something.
No. Thank God we don't have that problem.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying with the government, if they always seem to drag their feet, but the way around. Yeah.
Yeah, you're dealing with politicians.
Right, exactly. And then, Well, I've heard that it's actually government jobs tend to be longer. That's kind of weird. A lot of people said that they're usually in the 90s, the net 90s.
Yeah. Well, those people we don't do business with.
Right. Yeah.
We're fortunate to be selective. Yeah. We stay with the people that pay.
Right. Right. Well, that's good, because, I don't know how, honestly, I don't know how that businesses deal with that. Here's the cash flow,
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, do you use, lines of credit to get in between those jobs over there, or do you guys use cash flow over there?
No, unfortunately, we're pretty solvent. We're set for it, yeah. And that's what keeps us busy is the fact that we can do that.
Right.
Where smaller guys can't absorb that hit. Yeah.
No, yeah, they a lot of them can't, and that's why they end up relying on, lines of credit.
Yeah.
So you don't have a line of credit at all?
No, we don't. I mean, we can ask for one, but we don't need it.
Yeah, you don't need it. Okay. That's great. It's a great position to be in. So
mm-hmm.
Some companies, it's pretty crazy how they get by. It'd be definitely scary. Okay. And yeah, so your vendors as well, like for receivables, they pay out like 30, you have to pay them in 30 days.
Oh yeah, we usually take discount too, but yeah.
Oh, well, they get.
A lot of it is done on the credit card because we like to get the points.
Right.
If our vendor agrees to it, that's fine with us. As long as they don't up price 3%, we're fine.
Right. So you guys use like what? Probably an Amex, American Express, or something
no,
like that.
Chase.
Oh, Chase. Okay. Ah, they have a good point program on there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
Yeah. Well, then we use let's see, what's the other one? Our favorite is U.S. Airways, which is now American Airlines.
Oh yeah, you guys just get a bunch of airline points.
Oh yeah, air miles. Yeah. Got a lot of
and
those.
There you go. Yeah, that's a win-win right there for vacations.
Sure is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's smart.
But you got to watch them because they manipulate those points and they start to get diluted, and then they put restrictions on it about expiration date now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And then they start to bump up the number of miles you need for a trip.
That's right. Difficult. Yeah,
gotta keep an eye on them.
They're always trying to change it and make it harder and harder. They lure you in almost, you know.
And
they slowly start to take.
A scam that they got going about buying miles. Kiss my tail section.
Yeah.
Me. Buying miles, it's tantamount to a scam. It's a rip off because you can actually shop and get a better rate for a round trip ticket than using points. And they want to sell you bonus miles? Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know.
That rate's right up there with gift cards.
Right, exactly.
That's another thing that should be outlawed.
Yeah, gift cards, yeah. No, I hear you.
That is the biggest money maker around. That's unbelievable. Because you know how many people lose them, misplace them, don't use them all. And
right.
Some of them even charge for a fee for each time you use it.
Yeah. So, like, you're not getting the full amount that
no.
you...
Yeah. Never.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like in life insurance. They're hoping you'll never use it, and you'll just drop off one day, you know?
Exactly. It's like a... Mm-hmm. I don't know the word for it. I can't think of it right now. But, yeah, I guess a scam is the better word for it. Basically, like I said, I want to touch base with you, you know, kind of see...
Yeah.
Where you're at this year, I know you guys are holding off. But yeah, Bill, do you got an email? I can send you some info. You keep on file till then.
Yeah. Bill@evansprecision.com.
All right. Bill@evansprecision.com.
Yep.
All righty, I got it. I'll send that over in about, 15 minutes. And
right,
yeah, I'll check back in with you, see how things are going later in the year.
All right. Good.
Well, yeah, thanks for your time, man.
We'll talk to you later. Take care.
Okay. You too.
Right, bye.